battle the heat. You practice probably a little bit in the morning, but you got to go after school as well, and it hasn't been fun at times, has it?
No, it's definitely been warm, but those first 3 days, it's been nice in the mornings when we're going at six in the morning and getting some good practices in those early mornings. But the good thing with softball, too, is that a lot of these girls played in a lot of this heat during the summer and are kind of used to it. But early on in our season, there are going to be games where it's going to be hot. So just kind of getting acclimated to the weather and getting used to it, and just knowing that there's probably going to be games where it's a little warmer, and trying to dig deep in some of those close games where it's the end of the game and we're a little bit more tired, but we've at least practiced in this, and we should be prepared for it.
Yeah, a lot of these girls, as you talked about, including yourself coaching, just got done with the summer season just a couple of weeks ago. So they, and hopefully a lot of those kids did, maybe took a little time off, rest the arms a little bit, but stayed in shape, and were ready to go by the time your first practice came around.
Yeah, and I know a lot of teams kind of wrap things up that first week of July with the firecracker that happens in McCook, and that gives them that month of July to just kind of hopefully have somewhat of a summer and relax before fall ball really kicks off.
Let's talk about the week. I mean, you're getting ready for unlike all the other teams got all of next week, you have your first official game coming up next Thursday, so you can't waste any time. You really got to find out who's going to be where for that first game.
Yeah, definitely, and that's the best thing about this scrimmage today as well, is that we're able to put girls in different positions and just kind of see what fits them best. And, you know, graduating 9 seniors from a season ago, everything's open. So the girls have done a great job this fall, or this week at least, of competing, but also pushing one another to get better. And it's been fun to watch them continue to grow. And, yeah, on Thursday we'll travel to Gothenburg for game one, which will be a varsity-only game. Just believe Gothenburg's a little low on numbers, so that'll be a varsity only game. And softball is one of those sports that you start and you blink and it's over. It goes by pretty quick. It's a little shorter season, but you get a lot of games in that time.
I know your schedule, I think it remains the same. You go back to your first tournament coming up, and then the weekend at Milford. I saw the bracket came out for that, and I think last year was the first year for that. Was that right?
That was the first year that we went.
Yep.
Yeah. I was wanting to get into a tournament early in the season, and that one was open, so we decided to go down to Milford for that, and I kind of liked that one early on, too. We'll go down Friday night, stay the night. So it kind of gives the girls a chance to little team bonding early on in the year. But that tournament, the schedule looks the same as what it was a season ago. They try to pair you up with teams that you normally wouldn't see mm-hmm. throughout the season, which is nice. And then Monday we'll be at home for our first home game with a triangular with Chase County and Southern Valley. And then we go to Hastings on Tuesday. So we jump right in, and this early part of the season, quite a few games in a small amount of time, but that's what we've been working on this week, and the beginning of next week is just getting those girls ready for all those games.
Now, the postseason changed a little bit from last year to this year. Explain that a little bit.
So this year we'll have 7 districts, so then the top 7 teams in Class B will be the host, and then they will serpentine the rest out. So you'll have 7 districts. You'll play your first 2 round games. The host, it's one of those deals where the higher seed will host, but if one of those first round games is over 300 miles, then they'll meet at a neutral site in the middle somewhere. But 7 districts, they'll serpentine all the Class B teams, and then the winner of each district, the district final will be a best 2 of 3, just like it's been. So whoever makes that championship game will get two best 2 of 3, and then after that they'll have the 7 winners will make it to state, and then 1 wild card.
And of course the state is at Hastings first, and then the championship moves to UNO, correct?
Yep, just kind of like it's been in the past. Uh-huh. Hastings won that bid, so the first few rounds will stay in Hastings and then move down to UNO.
You know, this is one of those years you look at your schedule, you got a few more home games, it seems like, on the schedule, which is kind of, it's kind of every other year type of deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this is a rotation where we do get a little bit more home games, and we actually were able to pick up another one with Adams Central no longer being co-opted with Holdridge. So they're going to come down and play us later on in the season as well. That'll be an exciting game. I know their coach, Russ Rayburn, pretty well, so it'll be nice to see him again, and he's a great guy, just getting to know him over the summers, and it'll be fun to compete with him. And then another game that's added to our schedule, we went down to Hastings and played Lincoln Standing Bear this last season, and we'll do that again, but we'll do a double duel, so Crete will also be there, and we'll get another game in with Crete.
Of course, we know somebody at Standing Bear High School pretty well, don't we?
Yeah, and then, you know, that's kind of why we wanted to get that game in last year, just kind of help Megan out with getting games on her schedule. And she did a great job with a first-year team that she had last year, and they're going to be even better this year for sure. And she's done a great job there, and it'll be exciting to see what they continue to do, and just be good to meet up again and play each other.
McCook High School grad Megan Rupert. Yeah, we'll talk about Megan. We always like to catch up with her and see how her team is doing. I know your own invite's coming up on the 6th. Do I dare ask you, the teams, do you know everybody that's coming for that one? Is it a full 8 team or not?
Still 6. Most of the teams are still the same. I know Holdridge will come down, which they haven't been the last few years, so that'll be one of the newer teams that comes down, but for the most part, still you're saying, I believe, Gothenburg, Gehring, Alliance, North Platte, Holdridge, us. But I believe that.
So still some very quality teams are going to be here.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah, once again, starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Come on out. Watch a little bit of the football scrimmage. Head on over and watch a little bit of the softball scrimmage. And you get ready to rock and roll. Again, road trip at Gothenburg next week. What's the early scouting report in the Swedes? They got a lot of people back next year for this year coming up?
Yeah, they should. They were a pretty young team. They lost a few seniors, a pitcher, and but for the most part, they were a young team a season ago. So they're going to be ready to go as well, and just – can't overlook any team at all, and just going to be excited to get started. And next week we'll get 3 solid practices after school and then be able to go on Thursday.
How about your coaching staff? I got to mention who really helps you out day in and day out.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. You know, Cassidy Beebe, Kelsey Gillen, Amanda Einspire, they've been the 3 assistants that I've had since I started a couple years ago, and They've been helping with softball for quite a few years. That's when we had our parent meeting. I was kind of talking to them and just kind of asking how many years they think they've been doing it. And they didn't give me a number, but but they were saying around the 8, 9 years. And that just kind of speaks volumes to them and just how much they care about this program and how much they want to see these girls succeed. And they put in a ton of work behind the scenes, but also continue to help with building the program and the JV side of things. They do a great job with those girls too, and just continuing to teach them the way that we do things at the varsity level, and just can't say enough good things about the assistants that I have and all the help they put in.